This is the Malin Slice of Life podcast coming to you from our patio on June 18th, 2006. I'm calling this podcast Audio Clips Collage. And you're thinking, well, Lynette, isn't that the same as soundscapes? Sort of. Except in soundscapes, I deliberately set out to play some interesting sounds that didn't necessarily have to do with my or our talking, okay? This podcast is really a slice of Malin's life. They're just clips that I thought might be interesting to put together, and so thus the title. I almost called it Clips Ahoy, except I really felt I should have something nautical for that, and I don't. If you're hearing a lot of noise, I will tell you that you might be hearing the noise from our air conditioner, which is running. I happen to be sitting out in the shade. It's still really hot. I do believe the temperature did hit 90 and above, so it's pretty warm. But there's also a breeze out here. And so I decided, rather than be tethered to my desk, I just unplugged the laptop of its moorings, and I brought it out here for whatever time I have on its battery. It's been plugged in quite a bit, so I'm hoping to get, you know, about an hour or so. You know, I'm certain... you know, I won't be able to insert any clips or too many right now because I really haven't edited them yet. However, it'll be just fun to work out here and to talk out here as much as I can. So, contact information. The entire podcast can be found at superlyn.libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, .com/RSS. That's the feed. And if you drop the RSS, that's the webpage. So superlyn.libsyn.com is the webpage or website where you will find the podcasts. The comment line is 206-600-6259, and my Gmail email is Lynette, L-Y-N-N-E-T-T-E, .gmail. That is totally wrong. Lynette.sliceoflife@gmail.com. So, if I can ever change that into a shorter email address, I certainly will. But there's the contact information. May and June have been quite, well, May was more busy, if you will, than June. But June promises to have its own fun and so forth. And I even managed to go to a concert this month. And at the moment, honestly, I can't remember a whole lot else, but I have to say that I've done a lot of listening to music. And have you ever had a song that you just cannot get out of your mind? So let me just give you a little breakdown here. For those of you who do not know him, Jerry Hallaton, an exquisite musician, really, has an album called The Weight of Words. And the title track runs through my mind like a stream. And I always use water analogies for some reason. But it really does. I wake up hearing this song. I just love the song. And I feel it should definitely be shared. Before I do that, I would like to mention comments. I would like to thank folks on the BCT list, and Hope and Megan and Rory, and I can't remember everyone else. There was I want to say Angelina, for your comments. I thought it was a little ironic that I did not receive any verbal comments about, or any audio comments about, the soundscapes. At least not that I remember. And if I did, please forgive me. And if I come across one, I'll certainly add it in. But back to Jerry. The next piece I would like to play is the title track, The Weight of Words, by Jerry Hallaton, who is on the BCT list as Slough.
Suspended in the air, almost too much to bear. All the weight of words, all these memories, won't give my mind a rest. Can't get it off my chest. All the weight of words. No turning back now, I'm afraid. What was that promise that
Jerry, I want to thank you for writing that song, and I want to thank you for allowing me to play that song and any of your songs on this album on my podcast. It is indeed my pleasure and my honor, even if you think I sound a bit like Joy Behar on The View. Okay, moving right along. I had to get that in there. Before I plunged into the land of frogs with my voice, I used to be a soprano. And this next clip is from a voice lesson from May 4th. And I'm suffering with this allergy sinus thing that is completely arbitrary. I know not when it is going to ascend upon me. I had been allergy / sinus problem free for several years. But they're telling us that this is one of the worst seasons ever for that sort of thing. So thank you very much, Mother Nature. Anyway, this clip is from May 4th, and I am with Charlotte Serkin, who has a website if you want to know a little more about Charlotte Serkin. She is at charlottesurkin.com. That's charlottesurkin.com. One word, I do believe. If I'm giving false information, please forgive me. So, here I am, folks, the former soprano.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, well, this is... God help us here. Giunse al fine il momento che godrò senza affanno in braccio all'idol mio.
Very good. I would do even more affanno, double N, and really get off those unaccented words. Giunse al fine il momento che godrò senza affanno in braccio all'idol mio. Like, get off those O's.
What is in braccio? Now say the in braccio.
In braccio.
In braccio.
Yeah,
in braccio. Yeah,
say
in braccio.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Just where you
come in. What am I supposed to do? Giunse al fine il momento.
Good.
Che godrò senza affanno. Is that something like it?
It's a little. That's it. It's the French whatever that is.
It
Cajun's
is?
Cajun's press,
oh, okay.
Whatever that is.
You tell me, hon.
They do that all the time.
All right. What is it?
Okay, that was beautiful.
Where do we go? Oh, Deviendo. Oh, God. Here's the one where I have no breath. Now, the sad thing, folks, is that I didn't even get to perform the darn song, or the aria, because I was totally struck several days with this severe allergy sinus problem. And I could barely hold up my end of the soprano section, much less sing a Mozart aria. And speaking of Mozart, that is exactly what we did. We did a happy birthday Mozart program. It was short. I would say it was all of 50 minutes. 5-0, that is. With readings and piano pieces, choral pieces, letters from Mozart. And since Mozart is one of my favorite composers, I was really disheartened that I could not perform the piece and sing to the best of my ability. However, it just was not to be this year, and I just had to accept that. So the next piece or pieces you should be hearing will be, if I can find, one of the readings and or letters from Mozart, and a piece by maybe one of the social songs or whatever they call them, that Mozart did. I actually believe that I will try to do the Giovanni Lieti, which I believe is from Don Giovanni. Don't shoot me, folks, if it isn't, okay? Anyway, so, Mozart coming up.
Here is a letter to the Baron Gottfried von Jacquin. We'll hear the Baron later, too, when we sing some Italian songs. He was a good friend of Mozart's, and he writes to him about the success of his opera, The Marriage of Figaro. He's in Prague, and he's hearing music from his opera played everywhere, all over the streets. This is Mozart. At 6 o'clock, I drove with Count Canal to the so-called Breitfeld Ball, where the cream of the beauties of Prague are wont to gather. Why, you ought to have been there, my friend. I fancy I see you running, or rather limping, after all those pretty women, married and unmarried. I neither danced nor flirted with any of them, the former because I was too tired, and the latter owing to my natural bashfulness. That's a joke. I looked on, however, with the greatest pleasure while all these people flew about in sheer delight to the music of my Figaro, arranged for quadrilles and waltzes. For here they talk about nothing but Figaro. Nothing is played, sung, or whistled but Figaro. No opera is drawing like Figaro. Nothing but Figaro. Certainly a great honor for me. When I remember that after my return, I shall enjoy only for a short while the pleasure of your valued society, and shall then have to forego this happiness for such a long time, perhaps forever, then indeed I realize the extent of the friendship and regard which I cherish for your whole family. Now farewell, dearest friend. Dearest Hinkity Honky. That is your name, as you must know. We all invented names for ourselves on the journey. Here they are. I am Pukitititi. That comes from the German Pukiete. He had a small, roundish figure, so he was like a big point. So he called himself Pukitititi. My wife is Shabla Pumfa. Hofer is Roska Pumfa. Stadler is Nachi Binichibi. My servant Joseph is Sagadarata. My dog Gaukerl is Shamanutsky. Madame Quallenberg is Runzi Funzi. Mademoiselle Krups. Rambo is Shuri Muri. Freistadler is Gauli Mauli. Be so kind as to tell him his name. Well, adieu.
As always, I sit corrected. Giovanni Lieti is from The Marriage of Figaro. We will ignore Don Giovanni for now.
Oh,
the most fun-filled, active weeks were spent while Hope Povenmire was here visiting with us. And this is her rather exciting entrance, if you will, into the Amtrak station. No more planes for her this time. And for those of you who would like to know, the Amtrak station is located on 34th Street, right in the heart of Manhattan, practically. Very near, practically under Madison Square Garden. I'm not going to say too much more about Hope's visit because I know that you will get it from her perspective when she does an NYC podcast. But I will say, thanks to her, who left some of her R1 files with me, and that would be the Edirol R1, I was able to insert the clips of the letter and the Giovanni Lietti. So I'm pretty pleased about that. So thanks, Hope. And thanks for a great 2 weeks. Okay, moving right along. In May, Maria celebrated a birthday. And those of you who are also on the BCT list know this because many of you said happy birthday to her. And I thank you. We did three main things, to my recollecting. We went to Radio Shack and purchased a headset, a USB headset mic, and we attended a street fair. We also went to a wonderful Spanish restaurant called, I think it's called Francisco's. So here's a clip from the street fair.
Can this one fit in hers?
Can what fit where?
But I'll get you your own.
Oh, okay. That's
I was going to say yes, but, you know.
I'll take my own bag.
Sharon, thank you.
Well, God, at least we got her something, Sharon. My God, thank God. I was starting to worry about
it. Get one for yourself.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I can pay for hers.
Beige or burgundy or brown or...
I think he has beige.
I think I do have beige.
Okay.
Sharon likes those earth tones.
Yeah, I do.
In case you're wondering... slightly about what we purchased. We purchased hoodies. Now, hoodies are jackets, well, with hoods on them. They're fleece, and indeed, it was not American fleece, but American sport or something like that, the brand name. And they were quite lovely. We realized, though, that we took the fare in the wrong order, and we wound up getting more stuff on our way back around the other way than we did going... from the beginning where we started. For some strange reason, we sort of ambled to the left. And what we should have done was stay on the right, because they had some really nice things like the baskets and oils and things like that, and then gone all the way down. And they had this bubble tea, which I really should have tried, and then snaked back up the other way. But... well, maybe you know what's going to happen. If we do that again, and it's really difficult to maneuver a fair when you're three blind mice, but what's probably going to happen is if we ever do that again, all the stuff will still be on the opposite side. So I don't know if we can win here. Now, what else would we talk about at the first annual BCT convention? Well, just think about it.
I'm listening
to
so much.
SD.
Do I have
a
soundboard?
I'm not sure, but whatever. It feels more compact.
It's getting it closer and closer.
Yeah. It's smaller than the microphone.
Yeah.
Have you seen the microphone here?
The what?
The microphone?
No, I haven't.
That's it up there.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I'm about to use it.
Oh, yeah, that's tiny. That's smaller than the
sugar bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to see the microphone.
What's that?
I'd like to see the microphone.
I know, right?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
You know, you got a bunch
Wonderful.
Of heads down
that's
this
cool.
way now. Like,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Only thing is, it's attached to me.
Oh, well.
And you're attached to it as well.
Yeah.
But we got a little bit of room to go.
That's cool.
Oh, that's true, right? Because you have the microphone thing happening.
A little bigger than that. I want to see the famous thing that you're... Oh, that is adorable.
Yeah. Adorable.
You know what? I hate it.
I
hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Well,
I breathe a sigh of relief every time they record.
Oh,
it's so fitting.
My current wife was married before.
Well,
my current wife
well,
married
makes beautiful
recording.
It does.
So cool. No, not quite.
Cool. You want to feel that? Hope?
Sure. See, and I am. Wait a minute. I don't want to.
Still in the honeymoon phase.
Oh, it is. It's so cute. It looks just, oh.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Larry said, oh, wow. I never thought I'd ever call a recorder cute.
Well, cute.
That's the first I've heard that.
You know what, though? I thought the sound professional's binaurals were cute.
They are cute.
Yeah.
They are, right?
Then
the
wind... Cute little condenser microphone.
I know, right? That's exactly what I did on my Netflix. And then you put the windscreens on, they look a little
animatable. When I heard your podcast, Larry, of you walking with these, and the way you described those mics,
Larry,
I said,
honey.
Oh, my
God.
I thought they came out of your ears and looked like horns or something.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
But they're not. They're not that.
No.
They're not that big. They're little.
Yeah.
They're tiny things.
Yeah.
Definitely small.
They are. You sold me on those, though. I didn't even know about them, and then it's like, well, you know, if Larry can do it, I can do it.
Uh-oh. Is that what you're using then?
Well, not right at the moment. I'm trying to untangle them because, well, we won't talk about them.
I'm going to get them soon.
But I do have them. I will be using them momentarily.
Now, Megan, you have an R1 as well?
No, I have an L150S2.
And I have a WS200S. What can
yeah.
And I have the 320.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
We have every recorder
right now.
Yeah.
We just don't have an iRiver.
Yeah, that's
actually,
true.
I brought an iRiver.
Oh, wow, that is awesome.
What did you bring?
He brought the iRiver.
The old iRiver, just as a backup.
That was a marvelous evening filled with fun and laughter, and I know that we all hope to be around for the second BCT convention. Daisy, what is it? Where can I get it? Anyway, that's my job. I have to find out all about it, hopefully before September. So, I went to Mr. Pratik Patel, who, as far as I know, is the coordinator for the students with disabilities or for students with disabilities at Queens College in our CUNY system, City University of New York. And we did a very cool thing. We Skyped each other to talk about this format, I should say this new and exciting format, and I was actually pleased to know that I know a little more about DAISY, or the DAISY format, than I realized.
Okay, so you have this specification that people start with. Now in the United States, it's a mixed bag. Right now there are only two organizations that provide any type of DAISY material.
Okay.
One being Recording for the Blind.
Uh-huh.
And the second one being Bookshare.
Yes.
And both of these organizations provide different DAISY material. One of them is based on a DAISY 2.2 standard. And let me just back up a little bit more in terms of standards. So when these when the world organizations got together through the DAISY consortium, if you go to www.daisy.org, DAISY, you'll find a list of members who have joined through this consortium to do all this work, defining specifications or defining how the new DAISY structure will work. They have currently in use two different specifications. One of them is DAISY 2.2, which is what the Recording for the Blind uses in the U.S. right now, and a few of the other organizations use it worldwide. And 2 years ago, a new specification was passed, DAISY 3.0. This is the new structure that will be used by NLS when it comes on board, starting next year.
Can you define DAISY? I know it's digital audio or something.
It stands for Digital Accessible Information Systems.
Okay.
And the Y and the Y at the end actually is compressed by using the last, you know, the first two letters of the last word.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You know, just to make easy pronunciation.
S Y for system.
System.
Systems.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. So the difference between the two formats, what the 2.2 and the 3, is that both, you know, the 3.0 format, which will be used starting next year, and Recording for the Blind will eventually convert to that format as well, is that it includes, along with the audio that you currently hear, it also includes text. It could be synchronized text or text that goes underneath the audio as well.
Now, that's what I found in the FS Reader.
Right.
Okay.
You know, plus it allows additional navigation.
So, right after my conversation with Prateek, I quickly went to the website and saved it into my favorites, and he mentioned this Safari series of books, and I know one of them is by this person, Mr. O'Reilly. And I've heard Jamie Pauls actually mention this author, and thank you, Jamie, also for your informative Bookshare podcast. It's great, and I'll definitely be diving into the Bookshare waters very soon. Now, let's see if I can say this bit without rambling too much. I had a Bookshare subscription for free, and I let it go, or I let it lapse, if you will, because I could not conceive of reading anything pleasurable anymore with speech, with synthesized speech. If I'm going to read in that way, then I prefer a human reading. I grew up with NLS books, and I'm just used to it. That is not to say that I have not read things on the web, obviously, of some length, with synthesized speech. It's just not my favorite thing to do. However, when it comes to technical manuals and how-tos and so forth, I am more than willing. So, there you have it. So, my sister asks me if we would like to attend a concert with Gladys Knight. Well, we say, yeah, because, you know, she's Gladys Knight. She's a legend. We know and love much of her music. Well, okay, she says, it's at the Church of Latter-day Saints. And with the Mormons? Oh, well, that's very interesting, because I'm thinking, well, what a unique place to have that sort of concert. So I said, well, yeah, of course I wanted to go. Well, who knew that Mrs. Gladys Knight McDowell is now a member of the Mormon Church? She has completely... Well, okay, I believe she has completely discarded, if you will, her secular life, has created a choir, something called the Saints Unified Voices, or something like that, and they were performing, or they performed, rather, at the church on 65th Street, the Mormon church on 65th and Columbus Avenue, where Maria and I have passed for many years. So it was very interesting. I have to say, though, that the show was great. It was filled with testimonials, and her husband spoke. She spoke. She sang. Nothing like Midnight Train to Georgia or that kind of thing. One woman yelled out, you know, at one point she said, you know, I guess you expected whatever, the Midnight Train to Georgia. And one woman yelled out, there's still time. Well, Gladys told her in no uncertain terms that she was there for a higher purpose. So, I enjoyed the music, and but I still wish that it had been a secular concert where I could have heard her classic hits. Anyway, here is a clip from that concert.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Yeah.
She's supposed to go, Meryl. I looked at a picture of me tonight that someone showed me in the newspaper. My little knobby, rusty knee standing in Madison Square Garden on a box. The finals of the Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour. Couldn't even reach the microphone. And the first thing that flashed in my mind was what a journey you have allowed me to take. From that time to this time, you were getting me ready. What an honor it is to stand and witness for the Lord. We cannot just give him lip service. We have to give him life service, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and my sisters.
So, in closing, I'd just like to say that life truly is interesting, ever surprising, ever exciting. You turn around and you just don't know what you're going to find. So, the Lighthouse Vocal Ensemble, well, let's put it this way. Maria and Lynette host, as if I'm, you know, not even here, but we host a party each year and have done so for the past 3 years. This will be our fourth year. Well, we sat there and we wondered, well, what can we do? And someone thought of a Hawaiian theme of all things because our director will be coming from Hawaii. Well, imagine my surprise when the last piece that was sung at this Gladys Knight affair was the classic, I guess it's Aloha Oi or something. Anyway, take care, be good to each other, don't Skype anyone unless you know that they want to be Skyped. No, that's not personal, anything personal. It's just what's been happening, I think, all around. The boundaries of the web have been torn down, and everyone thinks they can communicate with everyone. But remember, there really should be something civil about the whole thing. Maybe drop someone an email, you know, and say, "Do you mind if I Skype you?" or something like that. It'd be great. But just be good to each other. You know, try to stay away from rumor mills and all that kind of thing. These are just things that I'm listening or hearing, you know, around. And I think what happens is people see the internet as this, it's almost like the Wild West. You know, we can do anything we want, say anything we want. But just remember, you know, folks, you don't want anything said about you or to you. You want people to be respectful to you. So, you know what? Maybe extend the courtesy. Okay, so enough editorializing from me for 5 minutes. I leave you with, I'm going to just call it aloha. Until next week on the Malin Slice of Life podcast.